necessarily been actively doing anything. It'd be an energetic piece. Mm. But who, you know, the compassion, mm-hmm. let's generate more of that, because, you know, as was being commented on earlier, is we've gotten into this, you know, everything from the internet to other things, that there's like, it's like it's an easy go-to to be either angry or blaming or aggressive or, you know, everything else. And I just wanted to say, too, not to excuse those drivers, because it's important to watch out for all drivers, including motorcycles especially, because they're more vulnerable. But, you know, the stress response in those people does, you know, or in any of us, the stress response when we get behind the wheel is not a good, you know, it's not optimal, right? Because we're not as good at drivers when we're stressed out. Mm. So, yeah.
Yes, well, we really enjoy having you on and getting your perspective and some of the topics that you bring up, and they're just so beautiful and wonderful and add to, you know, the subject, and just so special. And we really thank you for joining us live and sharing what you have and making this a wonderful program, and you're a very special host, so we thank you.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad both of you are safe in the studio.
Mm. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
And thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our co-host, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to cruise along as we're learning about our journey, the journey. And so coming up next, we're going to have with us Shkwait Shakhlech from Gwaishkna, BC. So we're going to play his song of the week, which is Summer Jam. And this is from Rio featuring Eugene. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
This ain't nothing but a summer jam. Everybody go partying and dance. We on the floor. Check if you wanna join in. DJ, give us more. Let me take you to the top. Everybody move, boom. Get the party kicking. And the speakers blow. Yeah, we're about to begin.
We're back, and so is summer.
No doubt.
Yeah, so we have on the line with us Gwaish Shakrach from Gwaish Kana, BC, and he's tuning in with us from Kamloops. So, yeah, how are you doing, Gwaish?
Oh, doing as well as can be.
Yeah.
Appreciate and overheat.
Yeah. Yeah, for everybody out there that doesn't know it, he's my brother, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So his journey and path was pretty full of trauma and almost tragedy, but he triumphed through it. And he's a big inspiration for myself and many other people that know what he went through and survived, and just a very special individual. And we love that he brings some real awesome, beautiful music to us and encouraging words. And yeah, we just really enjoy having him on with us. So we have a subject today, and it's on the journey. And we'd love to hear your words on that, since you had such a tough one.
I think of the journey, you know. I figure it's not just about the specific destination in our life that we're going through. I think it's also about a lot of the things we learn, the experiences we have, and how we grow from them, the knowledge and experience that we get along this journey. And as always, I see, you know, you gotta think positively about what results you want in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I for one should be sad sack with all the troubles and turmoil I've been going through, you know. But no, I just old uncles used to say, if it isn't hurting you, you ain't learning from it. So I've had lots of hurt physically, you know, and emotionally and all that from all this turmoil I've gone through. But I figure it's made me a stronger person, made me want to help my fellow beings with a little bit of knowledge that I can give, at least I hope. So I hope I'm helping along in everybody else's journey as well.
Yes, you are, for sure. Because, you know, I feel so happy when I listen to the music that you pick, and I get dancing around the room and stuff, and it just, like, uplifts me, and it's just so full of life that I know you're enjoying, because, you know, when we go down those deep parts of our path, because our path is up and down. We go up to these peaks of the mountain. We go down into the deep crevices of the valley of the shadow of death. And we come out. And it's just so miraculous when we do. Life, it brings us gratitude. It brings us so much energy. And having gone through all those things many times myself, and many of our listeners out there most likely too, which is why, you know, we're all tuning in and helping each other out as we go through this life that is the journey. It has a starting point and it has an ending, and we might as well make it as beautiful as possible. And we can do that together, and we can do it through just remembering that, you know, we're not on this path alone. We have our brothers and sisters around us that share the same turmoil and painfulness that sometimes this life can give. and we're there for each other. And we really thank you for joining us and just passing your words of positivity and growth. And it's just always a blessing. It's amazing. It's a privilege and it's an honor. So thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome. I thank you guys for having me on. Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it back to you guys there at the station on the waves and the technicians in the background and all the listeners here and abroad. Send it all back a thousandfold.
Yeah, and we wish you lots of health and recovery. We know you're in Kamloops right now in some appointments for your health. So lots of for you on your journey there and on your way back, and just lots of love to you.
Okay.
So we have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC, and always just amazing words of positivity and just a boost of energy. I always feel energetic after talking to all our hosts here on Free Voices. So we're going to continue on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Oh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. We have coming up next, hopefully we can get a hold of Lady Fima. And we'd also like to give some shout-outs. I'd like to shout out to Jeff Scott at Tri-City Community TV. He was always very supportive towards Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and he was always willing to give us a hand on some of our projects. And he always tunes in and listens in, so a big shout-out to him. And also our listeners out in Mission. We know there's a bunch of them out there. My father always promoted us out there. So a big shout-out to all of them. Thank you for listening and enjoying our program and getting all the positive to all of you. So coming up next, we're going to be playing some Marcin, Tim Henson, and their song Classical Dragon.
Wow, so, cool. Yeah,
have a listen and enjoy, everyone. Marcin, Tim Henson, Classical Dragon. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow, man.
Classical Dragon. Hey, yeah. What a beautiful tune.
Yeah, that was Marson and Tim Henson. And man, classical music for a classical lady. Very wonderful, special person. And you wanted to give some shout-outs, right?
Yeah, you know, I do want to give a shout-out to everybody in the entire world, but my heart is feeling specifically called to send my mother. She's traveling right now, so I want to send her some good love. I want to send my brother, who's an incredible healer. He's just absolutely amazing. And my brother Roland, my sister Danica, and, you know, everybody out there that's listening, I hope you guys take a good deep breath and enjoy your body. Listen to your body and feel the love that it has for you.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah, we have so many beautiful listeners all over the world, also out in Philippines. So we give a big shout out to people in the Philippines. And I do believe we have with us Lady Faima.
Yes.
Yay, yeah, we got
that. Yay, welcome, Lady Faima.
Thank you very much. Yes. My love and respect and greetings to each one of you across the country at the radio station. Wonderful team and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country as well. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Wonderful. Yes, we have a subject today and it's on the journey. And we'd love to hear your words on the journey.
Absolutely, same as usual. It's just a wonderful subject. As soon as we hear about the journey, right away we are thinking of the suitcase, the plane, the boat, holiday season, basically. but actually, in the fact, our lives is the way we are living every day. Is a journey. And in that journey, in the big boat that we are all staying, we are having our own seat, our own place, as a nationwide, which is such a wonderful, I'm so connected to the nationwide so much, is the best part of my journey in this world, is the nationwide. Because they are like a rainbow, different color, is the garden. And they are the flowers of the big garden, which this the world and this journey is the garden. And another vocabulary that I can choose is like a camping. Journey is like a camping. This life is giving us the strength, the courage, like Celine Dion. And trust your ability and the hard work. And intelligently think about yourself, look after yourself, eat good, rest well, so all these battery can be charged. And it make us capable to bring the best of ourselves for ourselves and for the community, and definitely it would affecting the whole world. And above all, the one point that we really need to focus on, that one is the positivity. Every day we look at in the mirror and we tell ourselves yes to ourselves. Yes, I can, and yes, I will. And another example, wonderful example that I can bring from as an artist and composer and singer, opera singer, Andrea Bocelli. As the whole world knows, he lost his vision, but he used his talent. He never stopped, and he used his talent, and he is still and will be number one in the world. When we look at and listen his portfolio and his song, his composing, his practicing at the studio with the crowd, without the crowd, during the recording, absolutely is stunning. After each time when I listen to this one, it's just, it brings a lot of power, a lot of courage that we are all capable to do the right thing for the right cause. Mm-hmm. The right cause is just the kindness to ourselves and to the neighbors, to the kids and the animals. Leave them alone and no harm around them. And let's be mature, bring the maturity and the love and among ourselves, and work with this, with each other, with the unity, and walk together as one flag, not different flag. Mm. We don't have different flag. Those different flag absolutely is respectful. But in my heart, the heart of the universe, it says we have only one flag, and that is the humanity. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for having me. It's such a privilege to reach and give my voice from the people. They don't have the voice. I carry that one, that voices on my shoulder, and I pass it on the field and the universe. Thank you very much for having me. After all, I am the servant of mankind and also the student of mankind. Mm. Thank you.
Wow, always beautiful and wonderful words that you have. So powerful and eloquent. And
thank you.
These words are like healing. We should
thank you.
We're so grateful to have you on our program. We know Counselor Fari would be very proud and happy, and we do feel her presence and her happiness as we all, you know, join together in making this world a wonderful place. And it's just marvelous that your abilities to transcend into the future and come down and shower us with some of that positivity. It's just a blessing and an honor. And
thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You're all both very kind, very generous, and I just it's such a privilege for me. Thank you kindly.
No problem. We wish you the best week and weekend, and lots of love to you on your, as you travel on your journey, hopefully safely and happily as possible.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Likewise. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we're going to have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our Lady Fahima, the sister of Counselor Fari. Always a blessing to have her on our program. Such powerful words of positivity and growth, and just a blessing to humanity. So, and yes, we do look up out to all the people out there that continuously inspire us, you know, because I travel all over the city and I see people, you know, with no arms, no legs, blind, and, you know, they're just continuing and they're striving in this life and on their journey, and they don't let that stop them. It's just a huge honor and blessing to see them and witness them.
Never give up, folks.
That's right.
Never give up. That's a big part of the journey.
Yeah, that's right.
There's all the work that we can do to be successful, and then we got to keep doing it.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess we're going to have to wrap up our program here. A big shout out to Jacob and his art show coming up next. And also DJ Mehdi, she's going to have her program coming in too. Always really great music, great speakers. So lots of blessings to them. Stay tuned for them. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, to Free Voices, and join us on our journey of positivity.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Lots of love to you. And please do check out my YouTube channel, Wega Paul, W-E-G-A, second word, Paul, P-A-U-L. Lots of love there for everybody, in case you didn't get enough of us this hour.
Yeah, so we're going to close off our program with some King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard and their song, The Grime Reaper. So let's listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
I'm a grim reaper, chimney sweeper, gatekeeper, running faster than a cheetah, playing. holding up captives, lot of matches, a buried hatchet, waiting for the ultimatum to be handed down from above. Never move your muscle, never do the fuck. Yeah.